Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget all the other things you can do. In addition to reading articles and finding out more about our brain trust, you can listen to archives, thousands of archives of past shows that we've done, including the ones we do today, the ones we did yesterday. They're right out front on the schedule page and in the blog, Jim's blog, which is right there off the homepage or at jimsblog.biz. I'm excited about having a new friend on the show. Joseph Jaffe is here. He's the author of Life After the 32nd Spot. And Joe is an advertising specialist. He's the president and the founder of Jaffe LLC, which is a marketing consulting company. He's a former director of interactive media at TBWA Chai It Day, which is an organization I used to do a little bit of business with. And he, as you'll be able to tell from his accent, he's from South Africa, as he probably would say it. Joseph Jaffe, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. One of the things that I got from your book and that I agree with, Joe, is that in terms of advertising, as it has happened in so many parts of the marketplace since the calendar ticked over to the 21st century, things have changed, haven't they?
Things, you know, a lot of people actually ask me, they say, how are things changing? And I say, no, it's not about how they're changing. They've changed. They've
right.
changed, you know, in so many ways. And I often focus on three specific areas. I focus on technology, and I say technology changes, and it is a change agent. Then I focus on the consumer, and I say the consumer has changed. You know, today the consumer seems to run the show. And the third area is the marketer, the organization. And that's where I think the problems lie. That's where I think the resistance to change occurs. And so what's happened in a way is that we have a bit of a disconnect or a widening gap between the marketer and between the consumer. And hopefully by embracing some of these new marketing techniques, I think marketers and businesses will be able to plug those gaps.
Well, now, that's a great three-leg tour there that you just gave us, the technology, the consumer, and the people who are doing the marketing themselves. Of course, we most of us could probably tick off the technology issues. We've got the internet, which has changed the way people get their information and the way where they spend their time. That's a big part of the technology, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, in many respects, even though in the book I outline 10 approaches, and interactive is one of those approaches, but the truth of the matter is that the internet is probably the most pervasive aspect of my book. I'll mention it in every single chapter, and that's very deliberate. And my previous corporate job was director of interactive media.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was one of those things where once you discover and embrace, I think, the true principles of interactivity and interactive in general, you can't go back to the old way of doing things. And I'll give you just two very simple practical examples. It's the difference between talking at a consumer and talking with them and involving yourself in a conversation. It's the difference, you know, between one-way traffic and interactivity in general.
Mm-hmm.
Even a blog, you know, for example, you have a blog. I'm on your blog right now. It's an opportunity like never before to talk to your listeners and to have them respond to you. And that response is just golden. I mean, that's the response that makes a difference.
Because that's given consumers or the consumers of your information, it's given them a whole new attitude, hasn't it?
Well, they always had a voice. They just couldn't express it.
Right.
You know, there is right going on right now is this very interesting phenomenon called Project Wanamaker, where a bunch of folks over in Omaha are out there testing about 3,500 or testing with 3,500 households to really get, I think, a completely in-depth view in terms of really how people respond to advertising. One of the things that they actually came out saying was that people in homes with TiVos and digital video recorders don't necessarily skip more ads than those without.
Hmm.
And I looked at that and I said, of course that's true. We've been skipping commercials, you know, since God gave us a brain, And since we got a remote control, that's
well, it was actually before the remote control, because my dad used to say, get up and turn the channel, son.
Well, so exactly.
It was actually before that.
And that's the brain part, you know, that got us off the sofa and to the television set. So I think the difference is, you know, so what is the difference between then and now? Well, the difference, again, is technology and its data. We can measure this now. And through the data and through measurement, we actually are in a position to do something about it. If the ad isn't working, change it.
Mm-hmm. So, well the thing about technology is that it gives us so many, it gives the consumer so many other options, and of course not just the internet. We have not only with the internet, I shouldn't say the internet, actually World Wide Web, because with the World Wide Web, we've got instant messaging, we've got really simple syndication, we've got email, all those things that are all part of the technology. And those are other advertising outlets that make these messages available to the consumer, which is where we're going now, how the consumer has changed. And you were talking a little bit about that a minute ago, about them feeling that they have really more opportunity to voice their desires.
Right, and actually, you know, when it comes to the web, I say a couple of things. One, I call the web the chameleon of modern-day marketing because, you know, it isn't just a medium like television, radio, print, billboards, etc. In other words, a mechanism to deliver advertising. It's also, of course, a storefront. It's a fulfillment center. It's a channel. It's a customer service outlet. It's a friend. It's a telephone. It's really whatever the consumer chooses it to be. Mm-hmm. The analogy I often use is Grand Central Station, mm-hmm. considering I'm in the tri-state area. And you know, if you think about a train station, the trains come in, the trains go out. Consumers come in, consumers go out. Some of them are in transit. Some of them are beginning their journey there. Some of them are ending their journey there. There's a schedule. There are mm-hmm. conductors. There's a food court, et cetera, et cetera.
And sometimes they pass each other on the way and talk to each other.
Right. And sometimes they're not even intending to go on a train. They're just meeting someone there. And I think that's how the web plays this, you know, this multidimensional or mm-hmm. very diverse role. And it's the ability for marketers to tap into that, to recognize, you know what, it's not all about, you know, advertising. It's about marketing. It's about having conversations, and it's about building relationships.
And yet I read somewhere yesterday that 58% of all American businesses do not have a website. That's incredible to me. Stand by, Joe Jaffe. We're going to be right back with our new friend Joseph Jaffe, the author of Life After the 30-Second Spot. We're going to talk about that 30-second spot right after these messages. Joe's going to tell us what we should be doing with it. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Joseph Jaffe is here, too, because he's got an outstanding book called Life After the 30-Second Spot. And, Joe, we were talking about, I was just saying that I just dropped a little bomb of information on you that I read yesterday, that 58% of American businesses have no websites. That's incredible, isn't it?
I mean, it's just unbelievable because it's such a wasted opportunity. And, you know, as we're talking about as well, I mean, today a small business can successfully compete with one of the largest, you know, companies out there mm-hmm. just based on relevance. It's a simple search listing on a search engine. You know, today anybody can go to Blogger, for example, and start a blog for free. And a website is virtually free as well.
If you don't have a website or some way to be prominent on or at least available online, it's like not having a telephone in the 21st century. And you know, Joe, one of the things that I wanted you to talk about is the 30-second spot, is the traditional advertising. Is there a place for traditional advertising in a small business's marketing strategy?
Is there a place for?
For 30-second spots, for traditional type of advertising.
Well, you know what the thing is that I say a couple things. I say, first of all, It is possible to use traditional media in non-traditional ways. In other words, in new, original, surprising, unexpected ways. At the same time, while I would advise that, I certainly wouldn't advise using non-traditional media in traditional ways, because I think there's too much going for it. So, you know, if I'm a small business right now, what keeps me up at night and what gets me out of bed in the morning is my bottom line, you know, is being able to kind of turn a profit and make money. And so whatever I do, you know, for every dollar I spend, I want to get back $3. So it's about efficiency and effectiveness. I don't quite care what I use or how I use it as long as I'm getting results.
As long as you're reaching the people you want. And when you say, with the title of your book, Life After the 30-Second Spot, you don't actually mean that the 30-second radio or TV spot is dead, do you?
Not at all, because you know what the thing is that one of the things that let me give you a quick analogy or a little anecdote, hypothetically, of course. A client, a marketer, a brand, goes to an advertising agency with a problem, saying, how can you help me infuse some life into my business or my brand? No matter how big or challenging that problem is, the agency is going to go away and try and come up with a solution. No matter how big that solution is, no matter how big or original that idea is, they're off the bat constrained to 30 seconds. So the first thing that I ask is, why do we need to be constrained to 30-second spots anymore? Why not create a 300-second spot or a 3,000-second spot? Why not let the consumer tell us how much time we have? And, I mean, think about a consumer walking into a store. What is the first thing that a salesperson is going to say to them? How can I help you? How much time do you have today? You know, and I think advertising should be the same. So, you know, do I think television advertising is on its last legs? Not at all. What about the 30-second spot? Well, my hypothesis is, if nothing changes, if we don't figure out how to get smarter and more efficient about making sure that we put the right message in front of the right consumer in the right place at the right time, then the 30-second spot might be on its last legs. But for the most part, advertising will have a very defined and important role to play.
Well,
I come back to it again. You know, we need to figure out how to eliminate all the wastage that's going on.
Well, that's an excellent point. The waste is an excellent point and a big concern. And, of course, small business owners can't afford any waste because we don't have that much money for advertising to start with. But to me, you know, when I think of 20th century outlets, advertising outlets, I think of chocolate and vanilla and strawberry. Well, in the 21st century, we've got all these new flavors of channels to get our advertising out, to reach consumers, to reach customers. But when we were introduced to all those other different flavors of ice cream, people still wanted chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. And I think that's what's going to happen. That's what's happening in the 21st century. It's not either or, it's both and.
You know, that is one of the strongest recommendations that I ever give. So you've just absolutely nailed it. This isn't an or world anymore. It's an and world. And I think even if you go back to the title, Life After the 30-Second Spot, well, one of the interpretations is that there are other choices out there. There is life after. In other words, if you just live a life of or a diet of 30-second spots, you know, you can diversify your diet. And guess what? You know, it's going to be a little bit more balanced from a nutritional standpoint as well.
Well, but the thing is if you took if a small business in small town America didn't advertise on the radio or the television or the cable or the newspaper today, and they put all their money into the internet, they'd go out of business in 30 days. They can't. You know, that won't work.
It's a very good point, because the thing is, you know, again, it comes back to end. You know, and I would never ever advocate, you know, doing anything in extremes. It's all about balance as well. The thing about
Joe, I got 30 seconds.
All right, I was just going to say 30 seconds. There you go. You know, harnessing the power of community is paramount. And when a small business gets behind its community, the community always will respond. So whether that's sponsoring an event or sponsoring a local radio program, that makes all the difference because it has heart in it.
Joe, give us your website, please.
Sure. Well, my blog is at jaffejuice.com, www.jaffejuice.com.
Jaffejuice, JAFFEjuice.com.
That's
Joe,
right.
We got more to talk about. When you come back, I want to talk about manipulation and what you think about that for the 21st century.
Absolutely.
Thanks. Joseph Jaffe, ladies and gentlemen, Life After the 30-Second Spot, wherever books are sold. Quick break, right back with Rob Jolliss. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.